Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug Benson, and this is Getting Doug with High, the show with the name that we made wrong on purpose, and sometimes I say it correctly on accident. And my guest today is, you know him from the Comedy Central smash hit Comedy Central show, The Jeselnik Offensive, and you also know him from many appearances on Doug Loves Movies. Comedian Anthony Jeselnik, your latest is called Caligula, your latest album.
Album?
Yeah.
Special album, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you rehearsing right now?
Yeah, this isn't real. We're going to get this thing on the internet eventually.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's
running through it.
This is for reals.
I thought we were going to wait for the set to show up, but this is cool.
This is just what the room looked like when we moved in, so we decided to go with it, including all these bongs and pipes. We have to, as my guest, you have to be smoking at 4:20 Pacific Standard Time. And you said you wanted to roll a joint. Can you
yes.
roll on that quickly?
Yes, I'm good.
We've only got about three and a half minutes.
Well, give me some weed.
Oh, okay. Would you like this one or... that one's called Holy Grail and it's called Candy Jack. Candy Jack sounds more fun, maybe.
Candy Jack sounds
do you
fucked
like,
up.
Do you like this? Which do you prefer, sativa or indica? Do you have a preference? Because I don't know which is which. These labels aren't very thorough.
Well, then what does it matter what my preference is?
We just bought it right over there. Yeah, just do the candy
I'm
crack.
I'm going to get a quick candy jack.
Yeah, just get that going. You got the grinder.
If I'm not in time, don't wait for me.
Okay. I like that. All these other things are loaded, so if we come down to it, if you don't roll it fast enough. Now, you also have to answer questions while you roll it.
Ask away, bro.
Because... we always like to ask Twitter questions, and the first one is, what does AJ, a.k.a. Mad Cold, does that mean anything to you? They're calling you Mad Cold?
Never.
That's not a name you call yourself sometimes?
It doesn't sound like a bad nickname for me.
No, you are Mad Cold.
I've never heard it before.
Okay, so they just threw in a little, I guess, I don't know if it's a dig or not, but...
I'm sure it's not.
What do you like to do, what does Mad Cold like to do when he is high? What do you do, MC?
What do I do?
Yeah, that's from @FDTheThird.
I think I do normal people things that when they're high. Like, I watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I smoke less than I used to. I usually just smoke after shows, and then it keeps me out of trouble. You know, like, I'm on the road or something, I'll go home to my hotel and get a movie. But what I love to do...
Instead of boozing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I drink during the show, and then afterwards I chill out. But I read a lot, but I can't read when I'm high, so I read comic books. And I love it, but I never remember what I read. Like, I have no idea.
Right, you can't. If you pick up where you left off, it's no idea where you did that.
I don't know who the characters are, but I just enjoy it. So that's what I do.
All right.
How
many
That's
pretty
time?
Fast joint rolling. It's great question answering joint rolling combo you got going here.
How am I doing on time?
I think you're good. I think we're still like a minute away.
I'm blowing it here at the end.
No, you're doing great. Let's, we don't necessarily have to wait for exactly at 4:20. We can just get it going, yeah. You'll take the first hit, of course.
Am I the first person to take the first hit? I've seen the other episode you did. I let
Greg take a first hit in next week's show.
From the future?
I knew I'd let it slip at some point that we pre-recorded next week's show earlier today. Because of scheduling issues, I have to go out of town next week. You know how it is.
Oh, we're going to try to keep that secret?
No, we're cool. It's all right. We'll use the plate as it. Here we go. 4:19, everybody.
I need credit from the internet for getting that.
Yeah.
That joint off in time. And that's a good joint.
With another minute left to spare, in fact. Like, it's only 4:19.
Okay.
So, you did great.
I'm the best of all time.
Yeah.
What do I ask in?
Just on the plate right there is fine.
Just on the plate?
Yeah, yeah. None of this shit is my stuff. None of this shit is mine. Now I'm going to take a drink of an empty coffee mug.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all props. Which pipe would you like, a pipe or bong or thing would you like to try next?
What do you mean? I just lit this.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I like to keep it going.
I'm not going to smoke as much as...
As me? Yeah. So what, it's like me two hits to your one hit or something like that?
Why do we have to...
Do you have something to do later tonight?
What?
There doesn't have to be rules. That's a good point. I just don't want people writing to you on the internet, you know, mean things about not smoking enough on the show.
I came on a
There's
show...
There's some intense people.
When you asked me to come on the show, what you were asking me to do is to get high in front of my mother. You know that, right? Like, this is my mom watching me smoke pot right now.
She knows that it's happening and she's watching it?
I'm sure she scours the internet for anything Jeselnik related.
Hi, Anthony's mom!
She probably knows about that mad cold thing. What did the guy call me?
Mad cold.
Mad cold?
Mad cold.
Yeah, she probably knows what that means.
I know. Super angry? Super insensitive? Mad cold?
I mean, I know what it should mean. I mean, as a nickname, she probably knows where I got it. This is already...
She knows how mad cold you are. That's what you're trying to say.
I feel like you're a bad guest on my show right now.
I'm a great guest on your show. And so far, you're a great guest on mine. Because your show is tight and to the point, solid jokes. My show is a 45-minute fuck around.
True. I guess I'm not used to that.
Well, get used to it. Because you're going to be on every week from now on.
I like how I'm like, I'm not going to smoke that much. I've smoked half this joint in
a
minute.
No, I think I have a smart play on my part letting you keep that.
Do you want to...
I'll hit off that too. Are you kidding me? I'll do it all. Here we go. Let's do your high history. Because we got a graphic. So that's the reason to do it. It's because it comes up since high history.
Wow.
When did you start smoking pot?
I think the first time I ever did it was in high school. I was like a freshman. I remember I got high, and I had really bad cotton mouth, and then I drank a beer, and I'd never liked beer until that moment, and then I thought beer was the greatest thing that was ever invented, and I didn't smoke pot again for years.
Oh, good.
And then, like, when I was in college...
You found alcohol.
Yeah, I just didn't like pot as much, or it wasn't that important to me.
Yeah.
And then one year in college, during the summer, I worked in Martha's Vineyard, like, worked in restaurants and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and everyone just smoked before anything. It was like, do you want to hang out? Like, yeah, let's smoke a bowl. We'll go
do the thing, yeah.
And then after that, I enjoyed it.
That's where you started getting into it. And it fits perfectly into the stand-up comedy lifestyle. But with your show and your comedy, you generally wait till after. Performing high.
Yeah, never.
So this will be a fun experience for people to see what you're like when you're high.
I mean, if they just see me walking around, they probably, chances are...
I think you're going to get exponentially friendlier the higher you get sitting here.
Probably not.
You know what I mean?
I think I get a little meaner because I lose patience if I get drunk. Like, when I'm, like, blackout drunk, I'm the nicest motherfucker.
You're, well, nice in a very, you know, very, you accost people in a friendly manner. You're
yes.
like, you know, you're like Marley and me.
I'm very... Is that...
You know, a big dog.
Is that the
that would
where
jump
Owen
on
Wilson
somebody.
Killed himself?
Should I have said you're like Marmaduke?
Yeah.
That would have been better. You're like Beverly Hills Chihuahua. So you smoke at night, we got that. And do you have a like most famous person that you've ever smoked with? You don't have to tell a story necessarily, but just if you name somebody that was famous that...
I don't think I do. I watched the Jeff Ross one of these, and he told a story about getting high with Snoop during the roast, and it was right before I was going to go on stage. Snoop went up. Situation went up, and we go back, and Jeff's like, Snoop, you want to smoke? And they go in, and Ross turns around, and he's like, hey, you should come, Anthony, come smoke with us. And all I wanted to do was smoke with Snoop Dogg, and I almost did it. And at the last second, I realized, hey, asshole, you're about to get your big break on television.
Yeah, you have to go out there.
Do not smoke his weed. And Ross said it was the best he's ever had. And afterwards,
I'm sure it
would have
knocked you
in
your ass. Like, it would have...
But I wanted to try it. It would have been almost worth it to sacrifice my career to smoke with Snoop Dogg.
Do you know your set really well and just sort of glance at the paper or prompter or whatever? Or do you really rely on the stuff written?
I know it front and back. And I just have it there just in case I glance down at it. I kind of look in
the
direction of the prompter.
Yeah, you never look like you need to find the next joke or whatever.
No, I run the bejesus out of that stuff. So
yeah.
I've got it down.
So, okay, yeah. So getting high is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
I agree on in that case. But, like, if I went on a roast, I mean, they haven't invited me for probably this very reason, but if I went on one, I would be crazy high, and then, you know, because what else? That's what people expect now.
Yeah, but people get high. People have definitely done the roast high and drunk. You wouldn't be the first.
Well, drunk, I think, is always accidental. It's just they start drinking before the show just to loosen up a little bit, and then they just, they're one too many that you and I have both had.
I've been pretty drunk.
You were, dude, when we were in Grand Rapids, you were hilarious.
That was my first time ever being on the road.
I've never seen anybody more excited about the lead singer of a U2 cover band.
Who I had been trashing for hours leading up to the moment
once
I blacked out.
You got that blackout drunk, you went over to him, grabbed him by the lapels. I think you dove over a table, even. It was very physical.
I have no recollection.
And grabbed the guy and said, "I love you, man." It was like Jeremy Piven and John Cusack in Say Anything. Just, "I love you, man." Like that drunken.
The only quote I remember you telling me about was I was like, I told him he was the embodiment of Bono.
Yes, and he was, in fact. Let's go on to the next thing here on my cards, and that is where we go to pot topics.
Hot topics.
Yeah.
Hot topics.
Now we get to hear it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now it's all coming. It's going to be so tight.
I feel like before you thought of getting Doug with high, you thought of pot topics and just tried to find out something you could work it into.
I wish it was like that, but it wasn't.
Is it your idea?
The title came first. The idea, let's get high on camera at 4:15, 4:20. That was the idea, and then the title came right after that.
What an amazing idea.
Does that count as, like, is that an insult or just a
clever
just
thing
a
to say.
Statement or a clever thing? Dude, how often do you get to go to Colorado?
Get to go to Colorado?
Well, how often do you perform
there? I don't know,
there?
I have to go there? I don't know. Maybe like twice a year. I do pretty well in Denver. Denver likes me. I like Denver. So
yeah.
Go.
Well, according to this piece of paper, and I knew this to be true, and I'm glad they put it on a piece of paper for me. Starting January 1st is when it kicks in that recreational marijuana for adults over 21 will be legal. But there's this thing in Denver. They're trying to make an ordinance where, like, if somebody smells it, then they can complain, and then that's a against the law. That you get like some sort of fine.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I'm making that up? You have a face like I just.
I don't think you explained it well.
It says the smell of marijuana or even just the sight of someone smoking it illegal if it can be smelled or seen by others. Like you got to keep it all private all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those laws that they would just enforce. It was like an open beverage. Thing. They don't bust you just for that. It's like you're doing other stuff.
It's like and
they
you're can, being they add an asshole, and
exactly.
Like, and also you have this joint in your hand, and we can smell it.
Yeah, because I've seen people in Denver for years before they even thought of medical marijuana. That people were smoking joints in the street there.
Yeah, no, that's. I was just when I was on the Joe Rogan show at the Paramount Theater. We stood around with fans, just smoking all the joints they were passing to us. Well, Joe didn't because he doesn't smoke anything that's given to him by strangers. That's a whole other story. But in this story, me and Joey Diaz and Brendan Walsh were just smoking all the shit people were passing us. And we were there for like over an hour just having the big smoke session. You know how outside of Paramount Theater, there's like the whole sidewalk is lit up.
Yeah.
And just really like, hey, look at what's happening over here. And City of Denver did not care. So January 1st, I'll see you, Denver. I'll see you then.
Really?
No, I'm not going to go that soon.
You have to be a resident too, right?
That's you can't really
thing.
Do a show on New Year's Day. Oh, you have to be a resident for it to be legal for you?
Yeah.
Where's that on the card?
Well, for California, you can't get your license without your license.
You can't get your license without your license?
Yeah, you can't get your pot license without your driving license.
Oh, I see what you mean, to prove you're a California resident.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I think recreational marijuana for adults over 21, I don't think you have to live there. Hopefully not.
They put a lot of effort into that 5-minute sign. That's not just like...
No, it's nice.
That was some retracing.
Yeah. It's a really really pretty sign. And you know what I'm going to do with that 5 minutes? Is I'm going to start something that I should have started earlier. Let's have the... it's time for Pop Quiz Hop Shot. And this is...
This made me... When I heard you say that the first time, I laughed really hard.
Oh, good. This is... the idea behind this is that I just was reminded by it, by this Colorado thing. The pop quiz today is... Anthony, you have to guess true or false, or not, or legal or not legal, for each of the states that I name, and we'll see if you can
if you know where it's legal.
If
where
you
it
had
isn't.
To explain to people how to breathe, everyone in the room would fucking die. Do you understand how confusing you just made that?
You really don't
Here's
understand.
Some true or false questions about pot.
No, it's about states. Okay, good call. Hey, it's time for a pot quiz. Hop shot. Your first one, and I think we're actually going to show the shape of the state, is Alaska, is the first one. Is it legal or not legal in Alaska, Anthony?
Medical or just full-blown?
See, I knew this was going to happen.
I'm going to say...
Medical, it's medical. All of these are medical. None of these are Colorado or Washington, which are the two legal states. Everything's either medical or not medical.
I'm going to guess it is illegal in Alaska. I think you would think it would be legal, but I bet it's illegal.
Not only... thank you. Not only is it legal, it was the first state to legalize it.
It was one or the other.
Yeah, right? You know, wild one way. You want to sit the front or the back of the roller coaster.
I feel like they just do whatever they want there anyway.
Yeah.
So...
1998, yeah.
Maybe you don't need to vote.
Why nobody even talks to each other up there. It's too cold. So, yeah. How can anybody complain about somebody smoking weed? I've done shows up there, and people like their marijuana... in Alaska. If you smoke enough, you could see Russia from your house.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's an old pull, but I keep seeing a Game Change on HBO.
Hey, repeat it. Just for me, repeat it.
Which part?
You know what I mean. Repeat with the joke you made.
You can see Russia from your house?
Thank you.
That's how high
I
you
just
are.
Wanted you to own it.
Okay. I'm going to take it home. I'll have it for a while, but I'll probably return it. Kansas. Does the band smoke it? Kansas, the band.
I'm gonna say illegal. Just a total wild guess.
That's correct. It's not really. I mean, that part of the country, it's mostly not legal. New Mexico.
Legal.
Correct.
I feel like I knew that one. I don't know why, but I knew it.
New Jersey?
Medical? I'm going to say recently legal.
Yeah, 2010, sure. But, yeah, they have it legal there. And it's crazy to me that... Does it come up later? Oh, yeah, it does. How about New York?
Illegal.
Yeah. you're going to get them all, I think.
I missed the first one.
There's too many. There's there's 18 just on this list and 20 total, right?
There's nothing you could have done about that before the show.
What about Ohio?
Ohio, yeah. I'm going to say illegal.
That's correct. And when we were performing in Dayton, Ohio, do you think it would have gone better for you if the audience was able to smoke weed legally?
No.
I didn't expect this to turn into a Barbara Walters thing where you get emotional.
it's funny because I just had to go back through Columbus and Cleveland, and I told the story of Dayton. Yeah. That was
story of Dayton. You know all about it, when it was invented.
I mean, I went to with Doug to Dayton. And they hated me so much. They hated me so much that I would spend my day researching things about Dayton to use against them. And my first 10 minutes was just telling them how much they fucking sucked. It was a fun week.
Yeah, yeah. A couple shows he walked people, and I was still waiting to go on. They, came to see the whole show, and then the opening act was made him so sad.
They didn't care. Hey, can we do a thing? Where, you know how you go to break and then it seems it just comes back immediately when you watch it? Let's just have some kind of crazy continuity error in between. So you can throw to break, let's do something, and then we'll come back from break. Do you understand what I just said?
No.
It is for the people at home watching it on jash.com.
What kind of thing can we do as an example?
If that was smoking and then we come back and it's not. Or something more.
Are you trying to make the viewers, have conspiracy theories about whether or not it's actually live? It's really happening.
No, I think they believe that. I mean, if anyone.
Well, not
got to
next
edit
week.
This.
Next week they're going to be like, "This was clearly pre-taped," because we're going to put a thing up that says pre-taped. By we, I mean someone who's not me that hopefully remembers to do it. All right. So what do we have to do?
Nothing. Nothing.
I want to play along with your idea. It sounds like it might be fun.
We'll switch chairs.
Can we do that? Is that going to be a technical nightmare? All right. So let's go to break. We'll be.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey, we're back. Getting Doug with High. Anthony Jeselnik.
That's right.
Feeling pretty good, are you?
Yeah, I feel fine.
You had enough?
I could probably do some more.
All right, this is a fun one. What does this look like to you?
Looks like probably everything in your apartment.
It's all pink and dick-shaped. Everything. We got more pot topics.
Do we?
Yeah. Let's see. More Twitter questions came in. Are people like afraid that you're going to just tear into them when they ask a nice question?
On Twitter?
Like, in general, do people leave you alone because of your kind of... Or do they come up to you and they're hoping you'll give them a, you know, full-barreled, you know, mean joke of some kind?
I don't know. At the end of my show, I take questions, and people ask, like, the same ones a lot, and they're weird ones. They ask what kind of car I drive. They'd love to know that. Boxes or briefs, I get a lot. And then they just, like, request jokes. But no one has, like, a serious question.
I was in the waiting room at the dentist the other day, and a guy goes, "Have you seen the new Corvette?" And I was like, "No." And then he pulls out his phone and holds it out and is waiting for me to respond in some ways. So I was like, "Yeah."
I love when people just assume that you would have the same enthusiasm as they do. Like, have you been watching the
soccer?
There's
a man sitting here. Why wouldn't you be into this car?
Oh, my God, Ronaldo. Ronaldo had a move. And you're like, how are you talking to me as if I watched the soccer network?
Yeah, the response next time should be like, dude, let's take out our dicks. Like, just... Totally get wrongly enthusiastic. Is it your turn again? Did I smoke this dick yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. Two for me, one for you. That's how it's going to work.
I still think we're on a one-on-one level here, but whatever. People can rewind and check if they're right. It's an Easter egg.
That's a lot of work. I could never get anything to just buffer all the way through once. You know, like, as soon as I try to go backwards or something, it freezes.
What are the comments like on this show? Is it pure frustration with you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they love it. Or not, maybe they don't love it, but...
They, they appreciate the kind of conversations that come from it, you know, because they're... Most of them are probably, like, talking to a friend about it and barely paying attention to us anyway.
I don't think it's your fault. I think it's just produced poorly. I think that you need to... You need to move it along.
Wade, you were the one talking, right?
Just now?
A little while ago, you were, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were filling the space nicely. It was very entertaining. Like, a lot of the, you know, you've seen the show, like, a lot of people, like, if I had to look into the future, I'd say Greg Proops is, like, you know, really talks a lot, you know, so I'm like, you know, you're just a more, you're more like interviewing a musician sometimes.
You're way more stoned than me.
No way.
But I just had the thought. I just literally am stoned enough to have the thought. I was like, this would be funny if I was interviewing you for like a job. Like, I especially, we're not comedians. This is a job interview.
Listen, I really want to work here, so I wrote down some things on these cards that I'm going to share with you.
Yeah, you would not.
And then we're
going to
do
job.
A PowerPoint presentation that I left at home. But police in Wisconsin, they had the graphic up for this earlier, I think, so people are probably wondering why I haven't gotten to it. But police in Wisconsin said an unusually...
Did someone get killed by the girl from The Ring?
It is unusually named man, Bizao Dudu Zubipity Bop Bop. Bop? How many bops? Was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to manufacture. What's the story here? Guy with a weird name got caught with
He's been like in the news a lot. He changed his name legally and then just started getting arrested like every week for stuff that you would totally expect him to be arrested for.
Okay, they found 0.60 ounces of marijuana in a mason jar. What, in his car? Oh, in his minivan. This is really painting a picture.
Do you get these in advance?
No, that's they surprise me with these. That's why I'm always like, what is this even? Why did you give this to me? But the United Kingdom, let's do some shows in London, buddy.
I would love to.
Because they are decriminalizing marijuana in England. Yeah.
They'll do something, like, it's weird to me that.
The whole UK, I guess.
In London, the bars close at like 10 o'clock at night, I hear.
What?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but maybe some of them.
Yeah, I think, like, all of them. Like, it's weird.
I've had drinks late, and I've done shows late where the whole audience is drinking.
Maybe, like, restaurants and stuff.
Maybe restaurants close.
No way to find out.
Guys, look up, what time is London close? But, yeah, so they're gonna be, they've conceded that they've lost the fight against drugs over there. And, yeah. That's pretty good stuff. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
That's great news.
You sounded excited.
And Switzerland, too, right? Yeah, Switzerland is also, like, everybody's just caving in and going, like, I think it's because, you know, a show like this really shows people that, like, not only people that are high not going to hurt you in any way or drag you down in any way, they're going to help you to succeed because you'll actually do something with your life.
You think that this show is shaping policy internationally?
Yes, internationally.
Okay. Okay.
So most bars close at 11:20 p.m.
11:20 p.m.
That was pretty close. O'clock. Isn't that insanely early?
That seems early, yeah.
That's crazy.
Most. So there's places, you can find places that are open. Like hotel bars probably stay open late there.
Bars close at 11 p.m.
That's what it says. So. Oh, okay. That's a 20-minute difference.
Yeah, 11:20 is bad.
That's pretty serious. Do we have a Anthony Plugs card? You know, just look at planning ahead
yes.
for the end of the show. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, you just haven't given it to me yet?
Okay.
It's all good. I got this, Anthony.
Yeah, take your time.
Don't you worry about it. You might go down for body language. You might go down as angriest guest.
Really?
Guest who found being high with me a big waste of time.
I just think I had more fun on the car ride over here.
How is your driver? Is cool?
He went the wrong way.
That's
and then
fun.
I get an email from your team saying, your Uber driver's going the wrong way. Tell him to turn around.
Yeah, because she tracks it. She's watching on the phone. She sees the guy driving the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, Uber. But that can happen. I mean, drivers in L.A. in general are like, it's not like Manhattan where they know where everything is, you know? It's a lot of guesswork with cabs here.
They don't have GPS. They get it
done. Yeah, but that bugs me when you get in a cab and they're like typing it in, you know, and you're trying to spell it for them. It's just like, how about know where everything is? Everything.
Okay. That would be an improvement.
Be a professional. Yeah. Now, where's my Anthony Jeselnik card? What?
We'll get it to you during break.
I swear I don't have it.
I'll get it for you during break.
Daniel, he's on it. Just sits there cross-legged on the floor. You have it.
I mean, chances are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, chances are I do have it. That's why you were so confident. You pointed at me so confidently. But I'll show you. I'll make you watch a magic trick. But where are we on time? Are we? Take a break whenever you want. This is like I'm a mental patient that they're humoring.
If we're about to take a break, what would you describe what we've been doing since the last break?
That's a kind of similar to a Jeff Ross joke last week. This is why you have to take a break from taking a break.
Yeah, did we get through? We got through what, one pot topic?
Yeah, because once you were on me about not knowing them, I didn't want to like launch into another one that like. No, we did the England one too. That it's legal there now, and I threw in Switzerland as a bonus. And your card with your credits is not in here. Let's go to a break.
It's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, let's see. We'll find out when we come back where that card went. I bet you Gabe has it. We'll be right back.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was saying to Anthony, I think it comes and goes. You know, when we post stuff on YouTube, I think there's issues sometimes, but just keep looking for it. You'll find it.
Wow.
Each episode is like this one will be up tomorrow for just for people. People just listen to these. If you can imagine that.
Do they get to hear what goes on during the breaks?
No, they don't. But they hear it the next. It comes out the next day on iTunes. I got another Twitter question for you, Anthony.
Shoot.
You're gonna keep hitting that joint. You smoked a lot during the break. It's interesting that you don't want to do it on camera. Is there a topic you won't make a joke about? And that's by Russ Tees 7.
No. There's not a topic I wouldn't make a joke about. There's certain words I won't use, but there's no topic. If there was ever like a topic that made me uncomfortable, I would obsess over finding a way to make a joke about it.
Would you say something like, does Michael J. Fox cut Anthony's hair? And that's from at Colton No Tiak.
My haircut is like world renowned dope. And I think
that's a mad cold thing for this person to say.
But also, I have like the best Michael J. Fox joke of all time at the Charlie Sheen roast. So to try to use Michael J. Fox, you know what I mean? It'd be like coming into my own house and trying to get my dog to attack me. It's not going to work out for you.
How'd the Michael J. Fox joke go?
Said Charlie Sheen, you should be grateful you even have for everything you have. The only reason you got on TV in the first place is because God hates Michael J. Fox. Because it's been soon.
Yeah, and now Michael J. Fox is back
for a couple weeks.
You think? I think it'll last. I just like that guy so much.
Really? You know, people don't like watching.
What? One of us should be talking. What doesn't he like?
I said, do you know what people don't like watching?
Oh, what?
This. That's why I was waiting for you to finish the ball game.
Does that count as two insults if he asked me the same thing twice?
Are you really keeping score? How many times did Jeff Ross insult you last time?
I don't know the final number, but we'll find out in a little bit. This is the last segment, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to make you watch a magic trick.
Mm. So I fucking love these.
It's game time.
Thank you. You've always impressed me.
Thanks, man.
Let's see something.
Yeah, give it to him.
See something else.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Right there. Take a look at that card.
Okay.
Got it. All right, I've got actually a friend who's going to help me with this trick.
What? Nobody. Nobody told me you were bringing a plus one.
He's a ghost. He's a ghost. He's about this tall. Shake his hand if you don't mind.
Shake his hand.
What does that mean? How do I do that? Just like.
That's not his hand. I'm kidding.
Classic.
Okay.
Classic. Classic. Made you touch a fake dick.
Was that? Oh, it's supposed to be a dick. I mean,
it's a ghost
piece
dick.
Of. Oh, ghost dick. Oh, you didn't tell me he was a ghost.
That's fair. All right. He's actually going to go down through the deck and try and find your card.
Ghost dick was the working title for ghost dad.
I think he's just about done it. I don't see anything though. Sometimes it helps though if this camera over here just breathe into the disc.
Holy shit!
Did you see it? You can do it again.
What's happening?
That's crazy. That's the card on the thing.
But for the cameras, they can't really tell.
He got it.
They got to see it.
Yeah. Did it work?
It fogs up.
God, all that breathing. Could breathe on this.
There is a lot of breathing.
Yeah, dude,
so how,
what do you do to clean that off? Just put it right there in that pocket? Good call.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right.
Yeah, that was more disgusting I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well, that's a couple weeks now. He's got a thing with he always wants people to breathe on the trick. So maybe.
Yeah, but not to the camera. It's like a clear plastic thing that probably magnifies my.
Yeah,
disgusting
but less breathalyzer magic.
Next time.
In the next few episodes. But but thank you, Gabe.
It's impressive.
Yes. Thank you, Gabe. Also impressive could potentially be the number of times during the show this afternoon that you have said some sort of roasty kind of insult, you know, about the set or about me or...
I've just been describing things.
Yeah. No, you've been, you know, you weren't like Jeff Ross sitting there just clearly just trying to think of the next joke he was going to say and not paying attention to anything.
Well, we're friends. We've been friends a long time. But whenever we interact, like if I do your podcast or something, it's always just really funny when I hate you. People are like, is he really mad? It's just funny now.
All right. Well, so how many quote-unquote insults were there? 14. You hit 14 on the 40
you
or
know
so
what I
minutes.
Think is, I will count them up at the end.
That was. are we going to be okay technically to do this? wouldn't be getting Doug with high if it didn't have technical difficulties. So what are we doing now? We're going to watch Jeff from last week and see if Jeff was able to beat 14.
I guarantee he did.
You know,
more
I
than 14,
I will count them up at the end. This is going to be a fun game. We'll even have a counter in the corner. We'll see if Anthony insults me and the set more times than Jeff does.
Well, I thought that was someone talking to us from like the booth.
Now or
Doug has a special
stoner eyes.
One eye smokes sativa, the other one smokes indica.
How?
Where's this going?
You want to start with a pipe? Yeah, what? Which of these would you like to smoke out of?
Paper clips, like what a dorm room.
I can't believe you're out of the
room. We've got
is this
clips.
On right now?
Yeah, this is really... You're not on so much.
Is the set finished?
But there was... There,
Which pillar is Norm MacDonald buried under? Where are the cameras?
Let's take it up a notch. Let's smoke some
Hey,
smoke
what if
some
we only counted Jeff's good jokes?
Save it for after. They can't hear us now, can they?
What costs more?
We're gonna get
the Uber that
stuff.
You sent for me,
can they hear
or
what we're saying during the
entire
clips?
Budget of the rest of the show?
I wish that Jeff. Here's the first one.
Is this place grounded? Could we be electrocuted? This place looks like an NSA listening room.
Look at the puzzle, Jeff.
We're
going to take a break
now. How do you take a break from taking a break? What is this? What are we taking
it's
a break
very
from?
Meta, Jeff.
Is this tiring? Hair and makeup's not coming in. I know that for sure.
We'll be right back.
What are you, in the Cuban Missile Crisis?
What are you, in it?
Because they never asked me to do it. I don't think they think I'm too nice or something. I don't know.
Maybe it's your
or
parents.
Not funny enough.
Too ugly. We want to save them the grief of being your ugly jokes all night.
You smoke so much pot, you buy your rolling papers at Costco.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Who does wardrobe? Che Guevara for the show? Where do you get your haircut? Autistic Sam's.
Autistic Sam's is funny.
Yes. But what's so bad about my hair?
Nothing. You didn't even say Autistic Sam's.
That should be your podcast. I've seen hostage videos on YouTube with a bigger budget than this.
Come in,
camera
come
guys
in
look
every
like
time.
Sleeper cells. I give out better shit on Halloween than you give in your green room. I just want to say I am so honored to be part of college radio again.
You like,
Anthony Jeselnik's
going to
be
enjoy fake laughing more when you're high?
Maybe that'll be better.
He had people. He had a girlfriend and a buddy in the audience laughing at stuff, so it was different than this show. So, yeah, congratulations, Anthony, on not being as insulting as Jeff Ross.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I still got to
say, put money on it, I think they might have thought you
it's quality,
you could win that.
Not quantity. Remember that?
Yeah, no, that's true. He tries more often. You tend to be quiet and drop bombs. That's why it's fun to have you on. Fun to have you on Douglas Movies, because there's two other guests who are usually yammering and won't shut up, and then when they do, you just like boop, just drop something in.
I wouldn't make
it's fun.
I would agree with the description, but not the sound effect you used.
Yeah, that was
pick a different sound
unmanly
effect for what my bomb is. Yeah, anything other than that. Yeah,
I just can't. You know, you need the microphone to cup it and make the big explosion sound.
It's what, like 5:30 right now.
Your tour is blowing up. Speaking of things blowing up, at AnthonyJeselnik.com, you can get tickets for. Looks like you got some maybe special guests on some of your shows.
Yeah, we're in to get your opening for me and.
Oh shit!
Which is a total reversal.
Me check my calendar.
Of rules.
That's what I thought was fun about it, is that I have been a fan for a long time, and you know, watched you go from walking people that paid to see me out of the room to now you walk out people that paid to see you.
Exactly.
That's quite an amazing. Do you still get a walk out every once in a while?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's usually people who got free tickets, just, you know what I mean, the one kind
right,
of
or they just found out they have AIDS cancer.
That's hack now, bro.
What? Having
you
both?
You can't do AIDS cancer. Yeah, you gotta go a next level shit.
All right.
And then we do a together. And next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Should be fun, Royal Oak. And then, what do you with me?
Yeah.
Next weekend?
Yeah, it's all here on the card. It'll
be fun. But I've got other dates.
So go to AnthonyJeselnik.com. And I'm gonna be on AMC's Talking Dead this Sunday. And the premiere episode of At Midnight on Comedy Central Monday. Which is at midnight, and both are hosted by Chris Hardwick, who will never be on this show.
Why is that? Because he's just not gonna.
Can we add one to his tally? Dude, his tally doesn't stop yet, right? go for it, man. Try to
he
get to 23.
Just come on and just sit here with you, not smoking.
Well, we don't want that. We want everybody to have to smoke.
You lie in the thing you send out.
I do. I don't know what we send
out.
You
say they
can
partake or not, but just hang out.
Oh, don't take that out of there, you guys. You must smoke weed. That's what the viewers want. Viewers will just create anti-fans if they just sat there. You know what I mean?
They could play along. It could be fun.
They could say they respect what I'm doing.
Yeah, or they just don't feel like smoking like that day, in the middle of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but also someone who's not stoned sitting there busting my balls about being stoned, it's funnier when another guy who's also stoned is busting my balls about being stoned.
If that guy's me. But you can't do that every week. It
would
be impossible.
You know, we could just rerun this one. I mean, how long would it take some people to figure it out? Because they're getting high, man.
I'm going to let that be the end. and that's another
you're
insult.
Allow that to be. Oh, yeah. What's he up to? 16?
Yeah.
Do we do everything that we need to do? Oh, man. I've got a shot at ending right on time. What does that even say?
Eric Andre.
Oh. Yeah, you thought this show was crazy. Coming up soon, Eric Andre is going to be on.
What the fuck are we doing right now?
I'm telling you who's going to be on. You know that guy? I wanted to get an opinion.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's going to be crazy, right?
He's great. He's great, but like a little kid. He'll do the worst thing in the world. Like, he'll flip this over and, crack your skull open with it and then be like, I'm so sorry. And he'll mean it. But you just know that's him and you love him for it.
Yeah, see, that's the exact thing I said is he's going to flip this table.
Yes.
So we gotta secure this table. We got some time, though. Greg Proops is going to be on next week, and we'll be here for you every Wednesday to get Doug with high. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Doug.
Let's shake on it. See you next Wednesday.